The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, hello there, great minds and thinkers. Thank you for tuning in to I Can Help. It's a show about small business, and I'm your host, Mark the Spark. And I interview entrepreneurs on my show every Saturday night, and they can talk about their business, how it might have got started. Most entrepreneurs have to bootstrap their business. And then, of course, along the way, the troubles they might have had. Almost every entrepreneur has to experience some troubles and work their way through them. That generally makes a nice, strong entrepreneur. And then, hopefully, they can talk about a little success that they might have now after that long journey. And I'm on every Saturday night from 8 to 8:30 p.m., and we are on The Answer, San Diego. We're on 1170 AM, reaching down to TJ, and 96.1 FM all the way up to Long Beach. Again, we're KCBQ, and this is Intelligent Talk. Every week I have a sponsor on my show to talk about their business. And today I have Raquel Yarborough. You say hello, Raquel?
Hello, everyone.
Wonderful. And I'll bring you on in just a few minutes. I'm so happy that you're here and in the studio. And I'd like to mention some sponsors that we have. And I have an episode sponsor today, Raquel Yarborough. And I have three seasonal sponsors. And I also have a new package available called a title sponsor. And I'd like to explain just a moment what the three different packages are. And you'll be able to go to my website and also see it. An episode sponsor, you get your interview on my show, and you can come into the studio or you can do it by phone, and you discuss your business or service. And you get to use, this is ownership that you get to use on your website, social media. You'll also have 2 30-second commercials to air for 2 weeks in future shows. And this is an episode sponsor. Now, a seasonal sponsor is pretty much the same, but you run for 8 weeks with 5-second tags in addition to what you get in the episode sponsor. And then a title sponsor, this is the big kahuna, this is the big one, where you get to sponsor the show where I open, and I say the I Can Help show is sponsored by, and I'll say your business. And at the end of the show, I will mention the I Can Help show is brought to you by, and I'll mention your business. And this goes on for 8 weeks, and this is called a title sponsorship. So you can have an episode, a seasonal, or a title sponsorship if you wish to be on the I Can Help show and be interviewed by me, Mark the Spark. Three of our seasonal sponsors are Rich Phillips Auto, and they're on El Cajon Boulevard at 7105. A second seasonal sponsor is Entrepreneurs for Christ, and they can be found in La Mesa above the Skyline Church on Sundays. And Art World on Broadway, 1266 Broadway in El Cajon. You can go see Ben and Helen, and they'll tell you how investing in art is actually more profitable than the stock market. And especially right now, the stock market doesn't seem to be doing very good. I will tell the phone numbers of these sponsors at the end of my show, so you'll have time to get a pen, piece of paper, if you're interested in any of the sponsors. Now, if you're just tuning in now, I'd like to say bad, 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 as I always say. And I'd like to remind you that we are KCBQ, The Answer San Diego. And the show is I Can Help, and I'm Mark the Spark. And we're streaming worldwide, and we're on all major podcasts like Spotify, Apple, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and also apps like iHeart, and my favorite, The Answer San Diego. just search I Can Help with Mark the Spark. Now, this time on my show, I read emails. I generally read about three, but I have two today that I'd like to read. And the first one asks is, who can help with making a business plan? I know to many people, making a business plan can be difficult, and if you've never done it before. There's an organization called SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. It's a Service Corps of Retired Executives. I believe it's a .org. If it isn't, it'd be a .com. But they have entrepreneurs that will give free help in making a business plan or any form of starting your business. I'd certainly like to give them a free plug, and that's SCORE. They can help you. And what I'll do a little bit later in the program is I'm going to name a few highlights of a business plan that you'll want to make note of. And this will kind of help you get started. Now, my second email is when to start a business. And that's a very good question. In fact, I was talking earlier with my sponsor, Raquel, about the famous Amos story with his chocolate chip cookies, how sugar was high, everyone was making cookies, and they were making big ones, and he picked a bad brick-and-mortar store. And everyone said, Amos, why are you starting now? And Amos said, because the time is right for me. And so that's probably the answer of when to start a business, is when the time is right for you. And probably only you will know that. I would also like to mention that I have a radio giveaway. I am giving away a beautiful FM-AM radio, and I do this every Saturday, first Saturday of the month. I give it away. I draw from my emails. So please send an email to me at info@markthespark.org, and you can also see the radio on my website. And this is a nice radio. It's not just a cheap one. I also list some small business lenders that will help with businesses that are starting out, which is often very difficult from a bank or even a credit union. They like to see some history. But I have three lenders that I am talking to that will like to come on board and be mentioned as startup business lenders. And also, I usually tell a small business story or a saying right now that kind of helps people with small businesses. And what I'm going to do right now instead of a story is I'm going to go over a few of the highlights of a business plan, and I'll be brief because I know sometimes this can be boring. But you're going to need in the beginning is an executive plan, an executive summary. And this basically sums up the idea of your business. This needs to be short, sweet, and convincing. You will also need a business description, and you will also need a competitor analysis. And it's very important to know your competitor or competitors. And there's a little saying, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. So you need to know your competitors. You will also have marketing and sales in this plan, and you'll have financial projections. And then most importantly, I find is the exit plan, and that's usually not found in a business plan, and it needs to be. In my opinion, it's as important as the executive summary. You must have an exit plan, especially if you have partners or investors. I once gave a story of Sherry Berry and how she went nationwide, but I don't believe there was an exit plan. And now she's bought out by 1-800-Flowers. Mm. Also in your business plan, you'll need to consider your audience, and you're to be brief and natural, and you're to think like you're the reader. And also, don't make it look like work. Make it seem more like an ad. So you'll need your executive summary. You'll do this last, but yet you will put this in the beginning. And the business description and competitor analysis will be also important on that. And that's some things that you'll need in your business plan when starting your business. And right now I take a little break. I'm going to pause just for a moment and get a little drink of water, and then we'll bring on our sponsor, Raquel. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the I Can Help Show. I'm Mark the Spark. We're on every Saturday night, 8 to 8:30, and hope you're having a wonderful Saturday night. Had something good to eat, and you have the radio on, you're relaxing, and hopefully listening to the I Can Help Show. I'd like to bring on my sponsor today, Raquel Yarborough, and she's quite an entrepreneur. I knew that in the minute I met her. And I'm so happy that you're here today, Raquel, and in the studio.
Thank you.
It's always nice to see the person right across from the desk.
Right.
It sure is. Now, would you tell us really, I guess, in the beginning, how did you get started? You can kind of clarify what business you're talking about, because okay. I understand you have... Let's just say you have your fingers in multiple businesses.
Exactly.
and you're certainly welcome to talk about anyone that you would like.
Okay.
So in the beginning, kind of like, how did you get started and what business is it?
Okay. So in the beginning, I was actually a school teacher for many years here in San Diego. I started with preschool teaching, and then I ended up teaching at a middle school called King Chavez Academy of Excellence. So I taught English language development for 5 years there. Long story short, I shifted gears. I left that position and I went back to school and got my Bachelor's of Science in Communications with an emphasis in marketing and sales.
Really?
Yes. I had always put my hand in different things. Like, people would always reach out to me to be like, hey, Raquel, where should I go for this? What should I do for that? Or just trusted me with information on, you know, who was a good business person to deal with. So I realized, you know, you could segue that into a career, but I had needed time to develop that because I just wasn't sure. Like, I was super popular. I knew a lot of people. For some reason, people would always give me their business cards when I met them or just divulge a lot of information about what they did. And for me, like, when I love something or I hear something good, I go share it with other people. And so I was doing that for many years without getting paid, just doing it for fun, just like telling people, yeah, you should go here, or getting people on VIP lists at other places. And I realized, you know, you can make a career out of that by being a consultant.
I see. You're obviously very popular.
Yes.
Well, you do have an excellent personality.
Thank you.
I will say that right off the start.
Thank you.
Great personality. And that helps in business.
That serves me very well.
Right. So you were doing multiple things, and it seems like people were coming to you for multiple things.
Yes.
You certainly multitasked.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, what I did is I actually reached out to a magazine that I knew called The Goods Magazine. I knew the editor-in-chief, and I told him, hey, you know, I just stopped teaching. I'm looking for a new career. Can I try something out in writing? Like, I didn't know how to really break into what I wanted to do.
It's hard, too, sometimes.
It was hard. Like, if I didn't know that connection, they just gave me the opportunity to come on board and write an article for, like, a Halloween party that was in downtown San Diego. I wrote the article. I did very well with that. So then they brought me on board with that business. But through seeing the entrepreneurship in that business and how the Omar Oluswear, who was the editor-in-chief of that magazine, how he moved, it really groomed me and inspired me to, like, you know, develop my own thing. So that's when I came up with Rock Solid Solutions, SD.
And Rock Solid Solutions.
Yeah, so Rock Solid Solutions,
I
my
like
name.
That. I
well,
do.
It's a play on my name, and it's also a play on, like, you know, being rock solid, like solid as a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my name's Raquel, and people call me Rocky for short, or Rock. And it's also, I feel like, you know, I'm a staple, like I'm a pillar. Someone can depend on me. If I give you information, it's going to be rock solid because I'm going to vet everything first. So it's like I'm a trusted source. And it also has to do with my faith as well. Like, you know, God was rock solid and, you know, you land on the rock. And it's like, it's very referenced in the Bible. So I also like that as well.
I see. Very good. I'm learning so much. I'll have to call you Rocky.
Yes, exactly. It could be like Rocky Balboa. It could be like Rocky from the Bible. Like, you know, there's so many ways of like using that word, which I love words.
As
so
long as you don't punch like Rocky Balboa.
Oh, well, no, I wouldn't. Only with my faith. Only with my faith, I am very solid, so you can't really move me in that.
Well, that's good to hear, Raquel. And please go on.
Like in business, you should be rock solid. So for me, it was all about being able to be a trusted source for people so that when they ask me for information, it's not me trying to beat people over the head with a high price or always trying to get over on someone. Like, I'm a firm believer in business. Mm-hmm. Both parties should walk away from the deal feeling like they won something.
Absolutely.
Feeling like, you know, hey, I got the better deal. No, I got the better deal.
That never really works. A rising tide raises all boats.
Yeah,
and
true.
It's so nice at the end of a deal if everyone wins. Win, win, win.
Yes.
Everybody wins a little something. And like
exactly.
you said, you don't have a winner and a loser.
No, everyone could be a winner in some capacity. You just have to learn how to collaborate and really hear people out. And I feel like through my methods, I have solutions to what people are already doing. So it's not so much as me reinventing the wheel and coming in. It's me reinventing their wheel, and that's their wheel to keep going in their business, which is giving them different strategies that are updated. Like sometimes you have a lot of mom and pop's businesses that need help with consulting, especially during the pandemic.
Exactly.
It's like people didn't know how to survive their business because everything went online. So if you didn't have a social media presence, you didn't know how to take good photos of your business, you didn't have any online presence, your business pretty much diminished. And there was a lot of businesses that were brought out with an online presence. So for me, I feel like I have the information to help everyday people expand their business by giving them fresh strategies and also bringing in resources that they might not always have access to.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And it seems like you already have this experience. It's not like you have to go and do research.
Well, I do research, definitely. But, you know, you have to keep your ear to the street, you know, like you have to be aware of what's necessary and what's hot in the moment, but also something that's sustainable. So if you're not someone that goes out and networks a lot, you don't have access to the knowledge that I do. I actually go out, I go to networking events, SD Connect, I meet different business people, and I'm always exchanging cards and learning like who can do business with who, because sometimes it's not so much about monetary gain, but it's also the bartering system. Maybe this person can do marketing and you can print on t-shirts, but they need marketing and you need t-shirts. So,
exactly.
Hey, I'll plug you two up together and you both win. So at the same time, you're still elevating in your business, because in order to succeed, sometimes it's not always money that's exchanged. It's goods that are exchanged, or talents or resources, and people don't really know who to trust. And so I feel like that's where I come in, because I have trusted resources that I'll plug you in with, that you know you are going to get a good deal with, and you're going to have someone that follows through on what they say they're going to do.
Wonderful. So I can help.
Yes, I can help. Yes, Raquel can help too.
You're perfect for this I Can Help show.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's how I started out, was I wanted to connect people who had a question with someone who could give them a professional answer and help them.
Exactly.
You know, it was kind of a dream I have of being a commentator, where I can help one person in business to another person. And like you said, Raquel, the barter system, it does work.
Yes.
Because like the guy wearing the t-shirts, he's going to tell where he got the t-shirts.
Exactly.
And the one that did the marketing is going to tell, you know, who helped them. And
exactly.
It does get the word out.
Yeah, photographers, videographers. Sometimes all you need is a good photographer to take great quality photos. And maybe you can't pay for them, but maybe the photographer needs to build up their repertoire. So then you guys exchange that. They take professional photos for you, and then they put you in their portfolio. Now you're both winning, and you both have gained a leg up in the business world.
Perfect. Perfect. And, you know, not everybody likes to go out and network.
No, they don't.
They don't. There's some that have a shy personality,
yes.
And there are some that just aren't outgoing, passing the cards, shaking the hands. They're just not that type of person.
Yeah.
And I am.
Yeah, I am naturally that way. Yeah.
And, but I'm not one to sit home on the computer for hours.
No.
You know, after about 45 minutes to an hour, I'm done. I have to move.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm different, and I certainly could always use help with someone that is able to sit down and actually work on that computer and for accomplish something and work for a while.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you do have a wonderful service.
Yes, I do. I feel like it serves people. And when you're able to serve people, you serve yourself in tune. So it's like when I take on a business, it always has to be something that I align with personally. Like I won't do business with anything that I don't feel is trusted or that is going to develop for the masses or be something good for the universe, for everyone universally.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when I align with a brand, I take it on as my brand, which is why I love being a consultant, because I am multifaceted. I'm interested in a plethora of different things. And so I'm able to work with different types of people on their business journey. So it always makes life exciting for me. And sometimes I can cross-pollinate between the businesses that I'm working with. So
exactly. It's
just a win-win for all of us. And we can all walk away smiling. And one thing that I really love is culture, like office culture, or just like how we deal with one another. Like, I like to be upbeat. I like to be honest. I like to be personable but professional at the same time. But, you know, you need to be excited with what you're doing. I never want to be humdrum or mundane about what I'm doing in life. So when I bring myself to your business, I'm going to elevate it in ways that energetically you're just going to feel way more energized about what you're doing. And I'm going to reinvigorate what you have going.
I feel that just listening to you now.
I'm going to plug in. It's like, boom, boom.
I'm ready to start another business just listening to you.
Because well, that's how it should be. Exciting, right?
It's a
new venture.
Well, how can people get in touch with you if they are interested in talking to you about any type of counseling or help or how they can connect?
Well, I actually have a website.
Mm-hmm.
It's www.rock, R-O-C-K, solid, S-O-L-I-D, solutions, S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N-S, SD.com.
Wow.
So rock, solid, solutions, SD.com. You can go check out that website. You can actually book an appointment and we can do a consultation.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's an easy one to remember, too.
Yeah.
I hate it when they're hard to remember.
Well, I feel like mine is long, but I had to get it out.
All right. And now, you brought me a wonderful gift today.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I guess, from another entrepreneurial, let's call it adventure, that you have going. And I certainly would like to hear about your sunglasses.
Okay, so it's not my company. It's my friend, Stephen Osmond. He actually started this company during the pandemic, which is funny. I started my company during the pandemic as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he has Trading Looks. It's a local sunglass company. And I started working with the brand at the beginning of 2021. And I'm absolutely in love with it. I feel like it's my baby, too, because it's like blood, sweat, and tears. It's a family business.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have a store that's located in Little Italy.
It is.
Yes. We've been there for over 6 months now, which we're super excited about. Like, it's a beautiful location right there on Kettner Boulevard.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're not starting out like Famous Amos there with that bad luck corner he had.
Well, actually, it kind of was like that, though,
to
be honest with you, because, like, we're not on India Street. So India Street is where you see a lot more of the foot traffic. And it's like it's a whole new world. Like, it's really zhuzhed up to look like this magnificent shopping experience, store after store.
Yes.
And on Kettner, we, you know, God bless us. I love the location. We're right across the street from the Waterfront Bar and Grill, which is one of the oldest taverns in, like, San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And so that draws a lot of people, but they go straight there. And then we're, like, on the same corner as Kettner Exchange, but people are going straight there. So it's like, we're like, hey, wait, guys, come in. We got cool stuff inside of here, too.
Excellent.
So, but it's really awesome. Like, we're actually going to be reopening this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, October 8th?
Yes.
Yes, we're going to be open this Saturday. We actually revamped the store. So now we don't just have sunglasses. We actually have women's apparel, men's shoes, women's shoes. And we have, like, some home goods items. So, like, we're going to be, like, your one-stop shop right here in Little Italy. Yes.
I actually need a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, no, we have some nice shoes. Some of our shoes are, like, imports from Paris. Like, We are going to have
from Paris.
We're going to have like limited items. So when you come, you're going to get a quality item, but then not everyone's going to have it. And once it's gone, it's gone.
I like that.
Yeah, and we have some amazing candles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Yeah. Huh. It's like the Bloomingdale's of Little Italy. Like, their store is pretty nice.
Wow. And does that also have a website, or how can we reach?
Oh, definitely.
For any of those needs, certainly sunglasses.
Yes, the sunglasses are très chic. So it's www.tradinglooks.com. So tradinglooks.com. And we're located at 2045 Kettner Boulevard, Suite 101.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Raquel, for coming in today, telling us about two of the things you have going on and how we can reach you. I appreciate it so much.
I appreciate you.
And I love these sunglasses.
The Rockefellers.
Rockefellers. People, go check out the Rockefeller sunglasses. They're wonderful. I would like, in conclusion, to just mention our three seasonal sponsors once again and with their phone numbers. The first one was Rich Phillips Auto on El Cajon Boulevard. It's 7105, and his number is 619-463-3315. Our second seasonal sponsor, Entrepreneurs for Christ at the Skyline Church. They meet every morning from 8 to 9. You can see Kathy and Susie. They kind of are the head ones there. There is no phone number, but their website is Biz for Christ. B-I-Z, the number 4, and Christ. And I believe that's a .com. Also, Art World on 1266 Broadway in El Cajon. You can see Ben and Helen at 619-440-1041. And they'll tell you how art can be a better investment than the stock market. I'm on easily nowadays. I'm on every Saturday night from 8 to 8:30. We're on The Answer San Diego, 1170 AM, but I bet you knew that.
Yes.
96.1 FM in the North County. And you can reach me at info@markthespark.org or my website, 3 W's and a dot, markthespark.org. And I'm saying goodnight with my lovely new friend, Raquel.
Yes.
Who is a rock.
Yes. Rock solid, baby.
So please reach out to Raquel and please join us.
Can I give the Trading Looks phone number for
Absolutely.
The store?
Absolutely. Please do.
If you want to call the store for more information, it's 619-782-9096.
Very good. And you can always go to my website and listen to any show over again. If you missed any information, phone number, website, just go to my website. All the shows are there. Thank you and good night from Mark the Spark and Raquel.
Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.